Good morning. This is Mark Gold with Top 30 Ag Marketing, bringing you the weekly outlook for AgDaily.com for the week of Monday, June 11th. Today is June 12th. We had technical difficulties yesterday getting the report up. This week, obviously, we're going to be looking at the WASDE report. It looks like they're going to increase corn production a little bit, bean production a little bit, but lowering the carryouts on corn by about 40 million bushels and raising the beans about 20 million bushels. With the hard sell-off that we've seen in these markets, the report, in my opinion, is going to have to be pretty bearish. I think the pros will look to buy a knee-jerk lower opening here, or a lower reaction to the report, rather, and then we'll see where we go. We did sell 152,000 metric tons of corn to Mexico, but again, without a NAFTA deal, I don't think it makes a big difference out here. The president did sign an accord with Kim Jong-un last night. It's not like anything else we've signed with the North Koreans over the years. They claim they'll denuke, and there's still a lot of skepticism about that. The only thing it looked like we gave up is we said we're going to stop war games for the time being, but that can be, you know, changed at any given second. But at least it's a step in the right direction, and, you know, it's good when two adversaries sit down and talk about peace. Looking forward to the week, we've got weather that looks pretty good around the country. Plenty of rains, even some of the dry areas got some rains. Maybe getting too much rain here in the Illinois-Iowa region, but in the long run, rain makes grain, so we don't see it as a problem. The crop ratings last night did decrease 1 percentage point in both the corn and beans, but they're still both strongly rated, so we don't see any problems there. Question becomes, what's going to be the reaction of the report? Depending on what we see out here, again, I think the funds are out of their long beans. I think they've drastically reduced their corn numbers, maybe under 50,000 contracts. They were long 200,000 contracts. They may even be even as of last night. I think they're still long some meal. I still think they're short wheat out here. They're still short oil. So, you know, maybe the wheat can rally, maybe the oil can rally off this report. I'm hoping that on this kind of a break in these markets that we can see a rally in corn and beans as well, as long as it's nothing too bearish out here. That's really about it. If you have any questions, give us a call, 1-877-884-3343. That's 877-TT-HEDGE.